thank you, Lord.
Lord, you are more precious than silver.
Oh, yes, you are, Lord. Yes, you are.
Lord, you are more costly than gold. And Lord, you are more beautiful than any diamond. And nothing I desire compares with you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. And Lord, you are more beautiful than any diamond. And nothing I desire compares with you.
Lord, you are. Yes, you are. And because you are, we will bless thee, O Lord.
I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving, yeah, I will bless thee, oh Lord.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
I will bless thee, oh Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I will bless thee, oh Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving, yeah, I will bless thee, oh Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
With my hands lifted up,
hallelujah,
and my mouth filled with praise, thank you. With a heart of thanksgiving, yeah, I will bless thee, oh Lord.
Let me say that again.
Hallelujah. I will bless thee, oh Lord.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
I will bless thee, oh Lord. You are worthy. You are worthy this morning. With my mouth filled with praises, Lord. I will bless thee, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I will bless thee, oh Lord. I will bless thee, oh Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I will bless thee, oh, Lord.
Can I tell him my time to stop this? Can I tell him my time?
Please, please.
I will bless thee, oh, Lord. I will bless thee, oh, Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving,
yes.
I will bless thee, oh Lord. I will bless thee, oh Lord. I will bless thee, oh Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving,
yeah.
I will bless thee, oh Lord. With my hands lifted up, you deserve all the praises.
lift them my mouth, we're filled with praise. I will bless thee, O Lord. Yes, I will bless thee, O Lord.
Come on, everybody, somebody say it.
I will bless thee, O Lord. Yes. Hallelujah.
I will bless thee, oh Lord.
He's worthy.
With a heart of thanksgiving.
Yes.
We will bless thee, oh Lord. We will bless thee, oh Lord. You are worthy. We will bless thee, oh Lord. Hallelujah. With a heart of thanksgiving, yeah, we will bless thee, oh Lord. Our hands are lifted to you. With our hands lifted up, and our mouth filled with praise. With a heart of thanksgiving.
Hallelujah.
We will bless thee, oh Lord. Why are we going to bless the Lord? Because he woke us up this morning. We didn't have to get up, but God gave us what we needed to get on up. Bless the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Come on, Sister Edith.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Yeah.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Thank you, Doctor.
We enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say this is day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Why? This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made.
Hallelujah.
We ought to rejoice in it.
Thank you. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Heavenly Father, we come humbly this morning. Thank you for another day. Thank you for answering our prayers in our lives daily and also blessing us this morning. Lord, just as the fact that we woke up this morning in our right state of mind. Hallelujah. Thank you for the breath. My eyes, I can see the gift that you've given us, Lord. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Help us in every way. Take our health and our loved ones. Don't take it for granted, Lord. Please, Lord, we ask that everyone understand God's spirit this morning. Help us to always stand in faith and keep our focus on you when unexpected circumstances arise. And we give thanks to the two outstanding co-founders. Oh, God, Reverend Dr. P.K. Robinson, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for their outstanding information they had shared with us for 10-plus years. We thank you entirely for the D.S. Daily own family for sharing artists' life with us worldwide. We pray for every speaker that's about to download a word this morning. Hallelujah. We give her praise this morning. We lift everyone that's having a health challenge this morning. Touch their body like never before, Lord. Hallelujah. Pray for every bereaving family, Lord. Special prayer for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and her family, Lord. Lift them up, Lord. Keep them in prayer, everyone, Lord, because God is good. Lord, we love you and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Take it away. Thank you.
Well, praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Apostle Edith and Dr. PK, for setting the atmosphere and ushering us into the presence of the Lord. And thank you, Minister Cynthia, for seating and greeting us and opening us up in prayer. I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. I am Prophet Kai, and I reside in the great city and state of San Antonio, Texas, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greetings. On October 25th, 2010, our two dynamic and amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, said a yes to the Master's and started the Master's Call. And we know that when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission. And that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we know that our God is a God of order, so we know that he had them found this call on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call with prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. We have a website where you can go back and hear all of the archived and recorded messages and see our speakers' bios, and that website is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. And this year's theme is In 2021, God's Strategic Shiftings, Prophetic Suddenlies, and Holy Standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. If you are feeling led of the Lord to join this blessed ministry as a psalmist, as a greeter, or as a host, or if you feel like the Lord has given you a word for such a time as this, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either our amazing co-founder, Dr. Vanessa, or our super fantastic and wonderful prayer general, our Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Terrell, will get back with you. On Friday, we take your praise reports and prayer requests live on the second part of the call. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call held Monday through Friday by a group of dynamic leaders from Artist Life that come together to give us vital information about the benefits of the wonderful Artist Life products. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Today is Testimonial Thursday on the New Morning Motivational Call. So now I am going to get out of the way so that our mouthpiece with the message this morning can come forward and bless our socks off. There are many accomplishments and successes that could be noted about our speaker today. Her full bio includes professional, social, and civic accolades. However, the thing that she feels the most important in her walk is her walk with the Lord. She currently resides in Nashville, Tennessee, is a member of the Mount Zion Full Gospel Church, and is the founder of Above the Clouds Ministry. Minister Candy says, by holding on to God's unchanging hand and the faith in his word, we can all live above the storms that come in life. Personal experience, she knows there have been many times when the storms, hurricanes, and tsunamis of life would have swept her away, but for God seeing her through. It's my pleasure and my privilege to introduce to some and present to others none other than Minister Candy. Minister Candy, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me, Prophet Kai?
Loud and clear. The floor is yours, woman of God.
Praise God. Good morning, TMC family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, my gosh. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Dr. PK and Apostle Edith, you all just brought church. You started church up in here this morning. So thank you. Thank you so much for creating that atmosphere. Minister Cynthia, thank you for greeting and being such a gracious host. I'm sorry, gracious greeter this morning and welcoming our callers. And to you, Prophet Kai, you are just awesome. You hold so many roles and do so much. Thank you for hosting this morning and for introducing me. Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, thank you so much for this platform and allowing me to speak this morning and for all that you do here on the Master's Call. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for this day, Lord God. Thank you, O Father, for each and every person that you have brought to the line this morning. Bless them, Lord. Father God, we ask that you just take control of this call. Father, I ask that you just infiltrate me, consume me, all of you, Lord, and none of me as I bring forth the word and the message that you have given me today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Living a blessed life now is our tag for this morning, and how befitting. Oh, wow, that's just absolutely amazing. That is just by the grace and the mercy and the love of our God that we are able to live our blessed life. You know, Saints, one morning during our fast, as I was praying, I found myself flooded with praise and worship. I was deep in meditation on God. Who is he, really? Who is God? And I marveled over the names, the many names of God as we know them. Healer, provider, Prince of Peace, protector, Almighty, everlasting creator. And in my mind, I reviewed the unequivocal and incredible characteristics that accompany each one of those names. And I stopped on the name Creator. And I began to think about the vastness of God, our Creator, the Creator. I mean, I was caught up and overwhelmed by the awesomeness of who he is as Creator. And while I often acknowledge how great God is and what a good God he is, I don't always meditate on it as deeply or as long as I did this particular morning. So after my time in prayer and devotion, I began to do some research. And so today, what I want to do is I want to share with you some of my findings. The topic of my message today, this morning, is how great is our God? And that's not with a question mark. We all know that God has always been, and he ever shall be. In the beginning, he stood on nothing because there was nothing for God to stand on. There was just God. The things I'm going to talk about this morning are probably things that many of you already know and probably have thought about from time to time. But maybe you're like me and did not or have not thought about them in the manner in which I'm presenting this morning. Now, I won't get through it all today, but I'm going to pick up next time where I leave off today. This message is all about God's greatness. Do you ever sit and meditate about plants and trees and nature? Just sit and think and look. Sometimes early in the morning, I get up and I look outside or go outside when it's warm enough, and I just look into the sky. I look at the trees. When I lived in River Forest, I lived right across from a forest preserve, and I would just look out at the trees, and sometimes I would see animals. Do you ever wonder about the animal kingdom and all the different species of animals? Have you ever considered the human body as a sophisticated machine? Have you ever wondered about the sun, the moon, the stars, the galaxies, and the universe? And what's more amazing to me and to consider is the connection they all have one to another. Nature bears the testimony of God's power by his divine creation. Elohim, it means God the Creator, Sovereign God, and God of eternity. God's creation of the world recorded in the first chapter of Genesis ends with a day to rest and bask in the beauty of his artistry. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth by the power of his spoken word. We are surrounded by a restful carpet of living green grass and foliage. God draped the earth with a 500,000 varieties of contrasting blossoms and leaves. God planned it and designed it so that earth could not exist without plants, algae, and fungi. For humanity, and I mean all 7 billion of us, they are the major source of food, clothing, shelter, and medicine. While scientists breathe the perfect, marvelous blend of nitrogen and oxygen, which makes it possible for them to live, evolutionists refuse to acknowledge that the precise 79% to 21% mixture of gases was provided by something other than blind chance. Evolutionists believe that the precise 79% and 21% came together simply by accident. Do you all hear what I'm saying? They believe that the precise percentage, those percentages were just mere accident. They just happened. The odds of just that one phenomenon happening by chance may be plausible, may be believable by a long stretch, and I mean a long stretch. But when you consider when you think about the aggregate, the combination of God's creation, when you consider the precision and timeliness of it all, and how each individual part of his creation interacts with the other, it is essential to each other, you begin to understand that nothing and nobody could have orchestrated it but a mighty, mighty God. I want us to take a closer look at why God created plants, and this includes green life of all kinds. Plants are really important to the planet and for all living things. Plants absorb carbon dioxide and release oxygen from their leaves, which humans and other animals need to breathe. Plants help clean water, soil, and air, making our environment a safer and healthier place to live. Trees remove harmful pollutants from the atmosphere, including carbon dioxide, ozone, and nitrogen dioxide. Plants provide humans with the essentials we need to survive. In return, humans expel carbon dioxide and disperse plant seeds throughout the world. Plants provide shelter and safety for animals. As a habitat on a small scale, plants alter the climate. They provide shade, help moderate the temperature, and protect animals from the wind. Animals help plants by pollinating them and also by helping to disperse seeds. The droppings of animals also fertilize plants. In essence, plants cannot live without animals, and animals cannot live without plants. God is a God of design, plan, and objectivity. Consider how baby chicks and multicolored birds, which come from an egg, has no stuff similar to that inside the egg. Look at the feathers, the tail, the beak. How can they be formed from the material which is inside the egg? There is nothing in the matter inside an egg that can create a colorful thing like feathers, a hard thing like beak, a miraculous thing like eyes. Is this all created and happening on its own? Absolutely not. It is all by the will and command of our God. As I stated before, God created all things to be dependent on each other. That means that all living creatures are predators. They have to eat something. And most are preyed upon. They have to be eaten by something. However, the blue whale is one exception to that. There is nothing that preys upon the blue whale. Let me tell you why. The whale weighs as much as 30 elephants. 30 elephants. So why then do the blue whale and some other large animals like that, why do they exist? How do they fit into God's perfect plan? They are important to the ecosystem because the delicate balance of nature would be disrupted without them. Organisms such as plankton that feed the ocean food chain also benefit from tons of whale feces floating on the Earth's surface. If you think about it, excuse me, there are animals that have been identified as endangered species. Why? Because scientists have discovered that the loss of such animals would have a tremendous negative impact on our survival. Saints, there are no instructions given to plants, animals, or man on how to reproduce. They all do it. It is built into their makeup. Excuse me. Josiah, my fourth grandchild, was born Tuesday night. It was all automatic. My daughter had the baby at home with a midwife and two nurses. All we could do was pray and watch the birthing process take place. God did what only He can do. God breathed the breath of life once, and that was into Adam. And that breath of life has continued for thousands of years up through and including today. How great is our God. The human body is made up of 100 trillion cells, 206 bones, 600 muscles, and 22 internal organs. Every square inch of the body, of the human body, has about 19 million skin cells. Every hour, about 1 billion cells in the human body must be replaced. Did you know that 1 gram of DNA could store the equivalent of 14,000 Blu-ray discs? One drop of semen contains almost 20 million sperms, the power of producing 20 million humans. Saints, 2 human lungs weigh just under 3 pounds, but have a complex system. The length of the airways running through the two lungs is roughly 1,491 miles. The entire internal surface area of the lungs is about 700 square feet. Some apartments are 800 square feet. Healthy lungs inhale and exhale 20 to 30,000 times a day. A healthy heartbeat beats 103,000 times a day and pumps about 2,642 gallons of blood. And the highest flow of that blood is not through the heart, the liver, or the brain. It's through our kidneys. Why? Because the kidneys are the body's natural filtration system. The blood vessels in the body are small, and networking is amazingly long. If we were to lay them out, they would measure more than 60,000 miles, and that's enough to circle the earth more than twice. God gave us between 2,000 and 4,000 taste buds, and our built-in air conditioners are between 2 to 5 million sweat glands. And the more active you are, the more you sweat. The sweat that comes from our stress sweat is different from the sweat that comes from our regular sweat. Stress sweat has fatty acid. Amazing. With a population of 7 billion people on Earth, no one is identical to another. Not only face, but every person's voice, eye retina, ear curve, ridges, and tongue print is as unique as a fingerprint. The human body is a beautiful, complicated, mysterious machine. The respiratory system and the circulatory system work closely together to deliver oxygen to cells and get rid of carbon dioxide the cells produce. That carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas that works to trap heat close to Earth. Saints, here's another miraculous connection of how great our God is. The carbon dioxide that we, people, release helps Earth hold the energy it receives from the sun so the energy doesn't escape back into space. If it weren't for carbon dioxide, Earth's ocean would be frozen over, solid. I'm going to stop there. Saints, how great is our God? Back to you, Minister Kai.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Pastor Candy, for the start of that amazing word. We will be looking forward to the finish, and I will be calling you back for the benediction after we go to our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for this amazing and dynamic woman of God, Pastor Candy. Father God, we thank you for the just healthy birth of her fourth grandchild, Lord. We give you the praise, glory, and honor for that, oh God. Lord, we ask you right now to continue to be a hedge of protection around her family. Continue to keep her in your perfect peace as her mind is stayed on you. Lord, we ask that you continue to touch our bereaved families, Lord. You know every need, spoken and unspoken. So we ask you right now to be a hedge of protection around them, to give them your comfort, your peace, your grace, your joy. Let it rest upon them, Lord, as they continue to process through the grief that only you can understand, oh God. So, Lord, we ask you right now to just continue to keep Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, Lord. You know every need spoken of and unspoken, every medical situation, every thought, every idea, everything that is processing through, Lord, that is giving them angst, oh Heavenly Father. We ask you right now to just comfort them, to guide them, to touch them from the top of the head to the bottom of their feet. Lord, we know that you have worked it out for their good and your glory. So, Lord, we ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection around Artist Life and the Des De Leon family. Lord, you know what this company needs, Father. And we know that it's founded on faith, family, lifestyle, and legacy, oh Lord. So we ask that you just continue to be with the Artist Life family. You know every need on this call. You know everything, oh God. And we thank you that you have already worked it out for our good and your glory. So we ask you right now, Father, we ask you to just continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. We ask that you continue to keep us in your perfect peace. Father, we desire to walk in your perfect will, not your permissive, but your perfect will, Lord, so that we are lining up with all that you have called us to do, say, and be, O Heavenly Father. We know that sickness and disease are a name and must bow down to the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to touch all of the mothers on this call, Mother Owens, Mother all of the mothers, oh Heavenly Father. We ask that you just continue to just be in Fort Walton Beach as she gets ready to go up to the clinic to see what is going on. Lord, we just ask you that you just continue to touch her in the name of Jesus. Lord, we consider it all done. We're going to praise you in advance and say thank you and amen. So immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, and that is hosted by a group of dynamic leaders, and today is Testimonial Thursday, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005. And the access code is 294-617-pound. And I know that you'll want to hear the playback of this call. And that number is 712-432-1085. And the access code is 957-677-pound. We are so glad and excited that each and every one of you continues to join us each Monday through Friday to get a word for such a time as this. And again, we are so excited and we appreciate what you did this morning, Apostle Edith and Dr. PK, by setting the atmosphere and just opening us up and ushering us into the presence of the Lord, and to our very own evangelist, Minister Cynthia Cox, for just seating and greeting the people and just opening us up with prayer. And of course, to our minister of the morning, Pastor Candy, thank you, thank you, thank you for such an on-time word. And we are so excited about the new grandbaby. And again, I will ask you to come back and give us our benediction.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Daddy God, our Father, this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank you for the creation and the gift of life, Lord God. You say where two or three are gathered in your name, you are in their midst, and thank you for being with us. Thank you for the Master's call. Thank you for allowing us to come to this place to feed on your word. Let grace and peace be upon our lives, even as we depart from this line. Let us grow to see and hear you more clearly, follow you more nearly, and love you more dearly. In Jesus' name we pray. TMC family, God bless you today. Go out and have a wonderful day. Bye for now.